Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Here we go. It's the Trainwreck Radio Show. We're doing a thing here. We're going to kind of go live. Got the live Facebook feed going. And I'm going to be doing the show. If you want to hear the show on the internet or you're just going to watch me, I don't know if you'll be able to hear my guest tonight. We'll turn the phone here so the speakers are next to each other. Maybe we can get this done. But today we got Steve Ronebeck. He's going to come on the show. You may remember him come on the show a couple times. His son murdered by an illegal alien. Horrible situation, things going on in this country. They're getting ready to crack down on sanctuary cities in this country. Hopefully we get that done. These rogue governors and these crazy mayors making a city sanctuary, so that folks like Grant Rohnbeck can get murdered. The child of Laura Iris Wilkerson, murdered. The child of Jameel Shaw, murdered. Kate Steinle, murdered. Because of Sanctuary City. We're going to talk tonight with Steve Ronebeck. Tonight we're going to get this all together for you. Right after this, our brand new Top of the Hour break.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray, USA. I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. Very straightforward and good people. Deep down inside, they are very human, just like you and I. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. So here's the way to call
that
people.
Echo?
Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on the representatives for passing these BS laws and fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Our emergency traffic only.
11:45.
Thanks, folks.
Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
All righty. We're ready to rock and roll, folks. Sorry for that crazy camera work. Overpass for America is checking in. We got George Colella is checking in. Fred Schneider from Overpasses, good friend Lisa, our producer, is there with us, and I hope we don't have this horrifying echo, and I hope you don't mind seeing my face right up in front of the camera as I talk and jam this show tonight. Folks, the illegal immigration crisis is full swing still. They're battling Trump every step of the way on the wall. They're battling Trump every step of the way on everything he does. It's really getting out of hand here. They called us the obstructionist party when Obama was in office. He got almost everything he needed to do done at the expense of the American citizen. It's pretty crazy, you know. Our children are getting murdered in the streets, and horrible things are happening here in America involving the immigration crisis. And Jeff Sessions and those have decided they're going to crack down on these sanctuary cities. I believe these mayors and these governors of these states, sanctuary states and counties and cities, need to be locked up. They're violating their oath to protect their constituents. Their constituents vote them in so that they can feel safe and have people that got their back, who back their police. But in these sanctuary cities, they're against the police. They don't like the dang police. They like illegal immigrants. They don't like veterans. So they let them be sick and die and suffering on the street. Our children are getting murdered in this country by illegal immigrants. Our guest tonight had his son senselessly murdered by an illegal immigrant over a pack of cigarettes because he didn't get the cigarettes fast enough. I've had Steve on before. You may remember Steve. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the developments in the immigration crisis across this country and, of course, other things. So we'll bring Steve in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. Steve Ronebeck. How you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
No problem. I think your fight is just and the cause is, and Americans need to get behind this battle for the illegal immigration crisis we are suffering. It's not even illegal immigration. It's more like an invasion. And I look at it this way. If these folks want to take the country back, pick up your weapons and declare war on America and fight for it and see what happens. You know?
Oh, I absolutely agree. We have illegal immigrants that, and I've said before, that used to be that they'd hide, they'd be in the shadows, they wouldn't try to cause problems, so on and so forth. Now they're just bold and they just tell you, I'm here illegally. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to do what I want, and this is my country, not yours. And it's ridiculous.
Very ridiculous. Now, I heard you last week on Hannity again, and you guys were chit-chatting about, oh, look at my thing. It's curled up here. Hold on. I'll put it back that way. Bike week. You were on Hannity again, and they're getting ready to crack down maybe on these sanctuary cities. And what are you hearing about the sanctuary cities and the crackdown? You think that's going to go through?
I truly believe it will. I'm hoping that it will. These officials that are saying, oh, we're a sanctuary city and we're not going to follow the rule of law, I agree with you. They should be prosecuted. It's irresponsible. It's putting their citizens at risk. It's putting their law enforcement at risk. Can you imagine the influx of illegals, the illegal immigrant criminals that will go to these sanctuary cities because they can't survive a non-sanctuary city, so they're going to move to these cities? Can you only imagine the toll it's going to put on the infrastructure of these cities and their citizens, their taxpayers? We have Governor Moonbeam over in California that's already, raising the gas tax to pay for legal fees for these illegal immigrants. How senseless is that for the taxpayers, for American citizens, to have to foot the bill to put more illegal immigrant criminals in their community?
I agree. That's another thing. We as many of us in this country do not support this illegal immigration, what's happening in this country. you know, it's like it costs us $113 billion a year or something like that, crazy, to take care of these folks. Now, I understand coming to America to better your life. Our ancestors did it. American people have, we were built on legal immigration in this country. And right now you have veterans dying in the streets every day, American citizens that fought so that people can come from around the world to enjoy our freedom and our way of life. They're starving and dying on our streets. They can't get help. Folks say to me sometimes, who cares about that guy on the corner, says he's a vet, he's a drunk or a drug addict, look at him. And that always makes me say, listen, there's a reason why that guy is a drunken drug addict as a veteran. Because he went to the VA hospital to get some help, and the VA hospital turned him away or put him on a list. And the guy's suffering from PTSD from watching his, you know, friend's leg get blown off and his buddies getting shot and killed. So now the guy's there, he's self-medicating because he can't get the help he deserves. While the illegal immigrants are murdering our children, right? And not only are they murdering our children, they're sucking up welfare, they're draining our system. And how many millions of dollars do these illegal immigrants send home and send out of the country? Billions of dollars every year. I don't have that statistic, but they are funneling millions of dollars out of our country. I don't support abortion. I don't think my tax dollars should go to abortions. If you want to have an abortion, that's fine. Go have an abortion. Not with my tax dollars. I work hard. I would rather see my tax dollars feed the little child in Kentucky who's hungry tonight, going to bed with no dinner, because his father was killed in a war, and his wife is now a widow struggling. That's where my tax dollars should be going. My tax dollars should be going to folks like Steve Ronabeck, who are fighting this illegal immigrant crisis. Not directly maybe to you, but to organizations that you support and organizations that will do the right thing for the national security of our country so that our children, our sons and daughters, our mothers and fathers and grandmothers are not being attacked or assaulted or any of this stuff by illegal aliens. We keep saying immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're not immigrants until they get online, fill out the paperwork, pay the money, learn the Constitution, and take an oath to stand for our country through thick and thin, no matter what. So they are illegal aliens, kind of like from out of space. You know, they're from out of our country. They don't belong here. But here they are, and we got people who think they deserve everything you and I get and more. And it's just horrifying. But I got to say one quick thing. Because we didn't get an ad up in time to for our show. And I just want to shout out to my friend Rob over at LibertyRush.com. If you get a chance, check out LibertyRush.com, folks. There's some good stuff happening over there. But anyway, you know what I'm saying about these tax dollars going to these programs and things that I don't support. My tax dollars shouldn't be spent on something I don't support. Maybe there should be a way for us to say, I want my tax dollars spent on veterans. I want my tax dollars spent on building a damn wall, my tax dollars spent supporting ICE and the INS and groups that will secure our safety and our freedom and our liberty and our way of life. You know, the sanctuary cities popping up all over the place is just ridiculous. And I think that, say, Mayor de Blasio over in New York City, our good mayor here in Tampa, or is he might be the St. Petersburg, but they're making Hillsborough County here a sanctuary county. Hernando County, where I live in the Sunshine State, is a sanctuary county, apparently. With our next show, I'm going to do another show. I'll continue to do shows on this until the wall's up or until we can get this tide of illegal immigrants under control. But oh, man, I lost my train of thought because I'm all fired up here. But I don't want my damn tax dollars going to this stuff. I want it to go to good stuff. What do you think, Steve? I'm sick of it.
I agree. It's you know, these cities, counties, states that want this federal funding. But why should we give it to them when they're taking that money and giving it to illegal aliens who are sucking the lifeblood out of our systems? They're you know, in North Carolina, my goodness, they have a huge problem with illegal immigrants or illegal aliens who are nothing but sexual predators, and these children are paying the price. You know, my son's suffering is over. But, you know, these children that get raped by an illegal alien or molested by an illegal alien, they're going to suffer for the rest of their lives. And where's the help for them? Where's the help for our veterans? I agree wholeheartedly that our veterans served our country. They protected our freedom and protected us. And they will continue to do so. But yet we shun them and we put them on the outside of our community because, well, you're right, they're the drunk on the corner. But there's a reason, and you're right about that. And it just makes me sick. It makes me absolutely sick that our veterans are treated as a third-class citizen when they should be right up there with a first-class citizen.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
Of course, you got this crazy beeping stuff. I just wanted to say, if this is the federal authorities listening in on our show again, fuck off or call in. We want these federal guys, if they're listening to our show, to dial in and give a call and tell us what you're listening to. Because obviously, I love the Constitution, I love America, and I love Jesus Christ. So that gets me on the new terrorist watch list, apparently. You know, because I love America, so I'm a terrorist. But the crazy Muslims and the Mexicans and the Polish people that are coming across our border illegally, the Syrians and all these people, they're not terrorists. They're ones from ISIS that are piling across the border. They're not terrorists. I am. How is that possible? How are they classifying us terrorists? And these people are climbing over the walls and walking through rivers and coming out of our country illegally. And they're not terrorists, especially from the Middle East. They don't even consider them. They go, oh, look, my friend Rusty lives down on the border. He found prayer rugs and Qurans on his property. He's got a ranch right on the border in Texas. He's finding dead people, prayer rugs, Qurans, all kinds of stuff on his property.
Well,
they're not terrorists. We are.
Well, and even then, you know, I have ties with the Arizona border recon. You know, they put up trail cams, and they're seeing these Muslims, these Syrian, these African refugees coming across that are Muslim. And, you know, they try to report it, and they're told, oh, no, those are dark-skinned Mexicans. Okay, well, you know, who's vetting these people? Who's vetting the Middle Easterners that are building up just south of the border so that they can make the trek across? Who's going to vet them?
Nobody.
You know, Trump said it. Nobody. Trump said it. He wants to vet these people properly. I agree.
Me too. I want to vetted properly too. I want to know that these folks are coming to our great nation, where many have spilled blood for, to keep us free and keep this country the way it is, to understand we welcome them legally. And it turns out it's about $56 billion a year they send out of our country. You know, it's $56 billion of our economy going to other countries. For what? They need to arm up and take back their own countries from these tyrannical governments. Look what's happening in Venezuela. The people are starving to death over there. They're eating each other, for crying out loud now. They're so hungry they can't. They wait online for hours and hours and hours for a bag of flour. Is this World War II in Russia? What the heck's going on? You know? And here we are in our country. Yes, sir.
Well, and you know, some of these countries, I don't know if you saw anything about it, but we send $560 million to a country in Africa in aid. Well, the leader of that country just spent $500 million on a Boeing 747. Okay, so
really?
Yeah, where's that
looks
money
like
really
we
going?
Paid for it. Looks like
yeah,
we paid for that.
For it. We paid to help feed his country, but yet he took that money and bought a Boeing 747, a flying palace.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Where's the
but I really believe our president, his heart is in the right place. He really wants to do the right thing for America. This is the first time in my lifetime. I've been, you know, I can remember Nixon, Watergate. I remember, you know, Gerald Ford drunk and bumping his head and doing silly stuff. I remember Jimmy Carter and President Reagan and President Bush and President Clinton. I've been around for a lot of presidents now. And this is the first time in my life that I've seen a politician actually trying to keep his promises, each and every promise, fighting hard. And I love what he did about the health care. When he basically told them, guys, you had your chance, you didn't get it done, we're moving on to tax reform, we'll let Obamacare implode on itself. Obamacare, when it implodes on itself, the ones that are going to suffer truly are you and I and the American citizens. But maybe the little suffrage that we will feel from this will wake more people up, and they will get on board with Trump's health care plan, some kind of plan that is like, say, car insurance. I can call State Farm, Progressive, Allstate. I can shop around. I can get the best rate. Right now, I switched from Progressive to State Farm. I got a great rate. Because there's competition, it keeps the rates low. Right now, my out-of-pocket is $13,500 plus 20%. If I go to the hospital, I got to cover $13,500. Before, it was like $3,000. My premiums went up. Medication went up. My when I go to my copay went up. Everything went up. So that some freeloader, some illegal immigrant can have some medical care. They take it out of me. It's crazy. Not only that, what else I like about Donald Trump and my good buddy Michael, he just pointed something out to me here in the messenger as we're going along, that not only is Donald Trump not taking a salary, he's taking the money and he's giving it to charitable organizations. So, I mean, who does that? We got the right president. We got the right guy in office. He's not a career politician. And he loves this country. He's built his fortune in America because America's great, or was great, before George Bush and Barack Obama dismantled the Constitution with things like the Patriot Act. You know, the Patriot Act was the biggest scam portrayed on the American people ever. It was funny to me how that 1,200-page bill, I think it had 1,200 pages, 4 days after the buildings came down, was on the president's desk ready to be signed. You don't think they had that in a drawer somewhere? I mean, there's some funny stuff going on here. So I believe that this all started with George Executive Order Bush, because he's the one that he was writing executive orders left and right. Then Barack Obama did it. Now Trump's doing it. The president set executive order is going to be the way now, unless somebody puts the brakes on it. But, you know, certain executive orders are good. And, like, these executive orders on him, illegal aliens. Who are these judges to block the president's right to defend its borders and its country and its people? It's the duty of the president to make that executive order to keep you and me safe so kids like Grant don't get murdered. That's why we have immigration laws, to keep the criminals out. So people may still get murdered here in America by American citizens, and we have a way to deal with them. Death penalty, life sentences, we take care of that. They're American people. They may have already had jobs and paid taxes before they committed their crime. But an illegal immigrant comes here, they send $56 billion out of the country, and they kill our children. It has to stop. What do we do to stop it? How do we stop it if Trump can't do his thing? I don't know. Is there an answer for that, Steve?
No, I don't. I'm so sick of these liberals in Washington that are they're trying to dismantle the Trump administration, and they're trying to dismantle what he's doing They're blocking him at every turn. And, you know, I am in no way, in any way, a fan of the global government or whatever it is they're trying to push. We need to fix America, and we need to make America great again. And Trump's the one that can do it. And his policies and his administration are being dismantled or prevented from even having his administration at every turn. I mean, we're over 100, almost 100 days in, and he doesn't even have his cabinet filled yet. That's unheard of.
Yeah. It's kind of scary. And, of course, like I said earlier in the show, the Republican people and the Republican Party and the conservatives, they were the blockers of Obama's policy. I have never seen obstruction like this in my life. And it's just unbelievable what's happening. And one day, maybe America will be great again and we can thank Donald Trump. And maybe his daughter will be the first woman president. I know I'd vote for Ivanka. And if I was a girl, I'd be at the store buying her shoes and her pocketbooks and her dresses and everything. But I'm not a chick. And, of course, it's above my pay grade.
Well, you know, I agree. You know, the one thing I want to ask, and I'm hoping there's some Democrats listening to us. I'd like to ask them, if you want your sanctuary city so bad and you want these people here so bad, open your home. Why don't you invite 10 or 15 of them to live in your home with you and your children?
Yes.
Because I know.
Not even 10 or 15. If every liberal family took in two Syrians and one illegal immigrant, then I'd be fine with that. You support them. I agree fully.
Yeah. Because you know what? The first time something happened to one of these Democrats' kids, like what happened to Grant, where do you think they're going to stand? Are they going to stand with me, or are they going to stand with the liberals?
My guess, they still stand with the liberals because liberalism happens to be a mental illness, it seems. Seems that the folks have gone completely off the rails, and the stuff they're smoking is apparently the medical best stuff you can find because they're out of their minds. You know, I don't – it really is sickening. How these they don't even you could talk till you're blue in the face. I have a guest coming on, I believe it's Monday. His name is John, and he debates liberals regularly. And all they do is spread the lie, foment the lie, back the lie, and spread the lie, even when confronted with truth. And it's apparent to me that in this day and age, truth is the new hate speech. So if you're speaking truth, you're speaking hate, apparently. Because truth must be so painful to hear. I prefer truth. I like when somebody looks me in the eye and is not afraid to hurt my feelings and tells me how it is. Because you know what? My feelings get hurt. I feel better in a couple days. And we move on and everything's better. Honesty and truth. Part of the American way. It's part of our culture. Truth. Unbelievable. And I know a lot of the Muslim immigrants that are coming here, and I know some Muslims. I know a fine family of Muslims, very peaceful, good people. They came here. The father of the family opened up a gas station, and he's worked his whole life supporting his family. His daughters now, you see two of his daughters, they have a nice family. Two of his daughters are on TV making commercials, and they're doing good stuff. They're not trying to blow up nobody. They're not trying to cut off our heads. They work hard. They pay their taxes, and they do what they're supposed to. They come around, and they're peaceful. And there are people out there who are not radicalized that are Muslim. I've met them with my own wife and her family. And those folks I welcome. I know Mexicans. I work with a whole team of Guatemalan guys. They're all legal. They all come to work. They all pay their taxes. They don't like me because I love Trump. They break my balls all the time about, oh, Trump this, Trump that, Trump the other thing. I go, but Trump's going to help you in the long run. He's going to make you have more money in your pocket that you can send home to your family in Guatemala, because they still send it home to their family in Guatemala, but I don't mind that as long as they pay their fair share in taxes like the rest of us. And then you send money to Guatemala. I get that. I want to take care of my family. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure my family eats, you know? One guy at work, he's a Guatemalan guy. His name's Edwin. And him and I had a spirited conversation. And he's like, oh, you know, you wouldn't you do whatever it takes to feed your family? And I said, yes, I will do whatever it takes to feed my family. But if I commit a crime while doing that, then I must go to jail. I must pay the consequences. So you come to America to better the life of your family. Great idea. They've been doing it for centuries. One of the greatest ideas in the world is to come to America to better your life and the life of your family. I'm all for it legally. But you come here illegally, it's a crime. It's a crime right off the bat. That's why they call it illegal. So you break the law, even if you're doing it to feed your family, and you get caught, there is consequences that you must pay. Say I go to the supermarket. Okay, I go down to the supermarket and I jam two steaks down my pants and I try to get out and I get caught. Does the manager of the store ask me the question, sir, are you okay? I'm so sorry that your family's hungry. Here's an extra steak. Here's $50. Come back tomorrow. No. They call the police and I get arrested for shoplifting and my life's ruined. There's consequences to doing what it takes to feed your family. And if you get caught breaking the law, you have to pay the price. It's that simple. No? Steve?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, I am all for these people that come here illegally. I am all for it because they do want a better life, and my heart goes out to them, because some of these people come from countries that, like you said, Venezuela. You know, if 10,000 of them wanted to come here legally and fill out their paperwork, I'd welcome them with open arms. But the ones that come here illegally, they're breaking the law. They have to pay the consequences. I can't go to Mexico and rob a bank and expect to be protected under the Mexican Constitution. Why should we afford them the right to be protected under the United States Constitution? I don't know of any other country in the world that would let us enter their country illegally and be protected under their constitution. There isn't one.
Just do a little research and see what the penalty is for being an illegal immigrant in Mexico or an illegal immigrant in Guatemala. It's like 10 years in prison and then deported for life in Mexico if you get caught as an illegal immigrant in Mexico. But when we do that, they blow a gasket. What do you mean, 10 years? Oh, my God. I can't come back ever. No, that's racist. You're a racist because you don't want us illegal immigrants here. No, that does not make me a racist. That makes me someone who loves freedom, liberty, and the American way of life to be preserved. And that's just the way it has to be in this country. We are a nation of laws. There's a reason why this country has been here for as long as it's been here. After we fought for the revolution. Folks, I am soon going to be one of the sons of the revolution. I'm going to fill out that paperwork. My grandfather was in the sons of the revolution. My mother was in the daughters of the revolution. I believe so. So then it's going to be my turn and then my son's turn. We've been here for generations. We've been here for centuries. And we'll be here for centuries to come. Because we finally elected the correct president. Someone who loves America. Now, we may not agree with all his policies and all his things. And when he does something wrong, the patriot community needs to stand up and let him know he did something wrong. And that he's going against the values and the things he stood up for. Now, but so far, I like everything he's trying to do and everything he's trying to accomplish. God bless President Trump. You know what I mean?
Agreed. Yeah, we have groups in our country like the ACLU.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so let if you don't mind, let's talk about the ACLU, okay? The preamble to the Constitution ensures an American citizen the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Correct?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. I've actually read the Declaration of Independence live during our segment, Constitution 101. And folks, if you want to hear a spirited version, just go back into the archives, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Check this out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, 347-637-3942 is the call-in number. If you have something maybe you want to add, give a ring. I'm sure Steve will have, will like to say hello to some of the fans and the folks. And keep tuned in to the Sean Hannity show, because Steve gets on there from time to time. You can see him and hear him live and get to know him a little better. Once you put a face to the name, it really increases the bond. I think that me and Steve have created a pretty good bond here in all of this. And, you know, there is positives in every negative. And with every negative reaction, there's a positive, you know, reaction back. And this is part of the positives, is people connecting and talking and creating dialogue to try to better things. It's very important. Even when there's tragedy, if you do the right thing, you can have positive come out of tragedy. And we're working more and more towards getting positive results for these tragedies of these people, like Grant Ronebeck and Jameel Shaw's son, Jameel Shaw Jr. Oh, I think he was the Jameel Shaw the second. It's just unbelievable. And I know you know Laura, Miss Wilkerson's son was beat, strangled, and set on fire. That's right, folks. Beaten, strangled, and then set on fire after he was finally dead. You are for illegal immigration? You think these folks need to stay in this country? Like Steve said, you take them. You house them. You feed them. You clothe them. You pay for their schooling. I don't want no part of paying for that. And I know Steve don't want no part of paying for that. And I know Miss Wilkerson doesn't want any part of paying for that. And Mr. Shaw don't want to pay for any of that. And Mr. Stein don't want to pay none of that. And we got a guest. He called in. And we gave out the number. Someone called. You want to pick up the line? Let's pick up the line, Steve.
Hello.
Welcome to Patriot Nation Radio. What's happening? You're in the 503 area code. Welcome to Patriot Nation Radio. You have something to add tonight?
Well, actually, Lisa gave me the number. This is Scott Kesterson with the American Brand, so I'm calling in.
Scott, what's happening?
How are you supposed to
call you. I haven't called you yet.
Yeah, that's not a problem, man. It's all good. I'm actually in
Welcome back. I had Scott on the show a while ago.
Yeah. I'm actually in Philadelphia with an Oregon number, so that's where that throws you off a little bit.
Gotcha.
All right.
So what's happening, Scott?
Well, Lisa gave you a little bit update on what we're doing here with Devil Dog USA.
Yeah, and we played a little bit in the advertisement at the beginning at the top of the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Scott Kesterson, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his group real fast, Steve. Just give us a minute here. Go ahead, Scott. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. You might remember Scott from Kilroy Rising.
Right. So Kilroy Rising was actually really successful. It was a super PAC based on Special Operations veterans. We did the tour, the deplorables tour. We ended up reaching over our whole gig for about 8 months. We reached over 1 million people and really had a major impact on the Rust Belt states. So the continuation of that, which has been incubating for quite a bit of time, is the American Brand. And the American Brand is a 501c4 social nonprofit. Our focus is really based on educating, really focused on dedicated to America's working class and strengthening the roots of American populism. We were founded
and I'm a veteran. We were founded by veterans to benefit all of Americans. And our primary mission is to educate citizens on civics and the Constitution, build unity and political awareness across rural communities, advocate policy for small business and working class America, and develop cutting edge political strategies to support political action. And as part of that, we really work on four founding principles, which is integrity, humility, humor, and of course, the love for our country. So in support of that, we've been in touch with Devil Dog USA, which has been doing some great work under Gonzo with his work in getting veterans off the street and into homes, getting homeless veterans into homes and the opportunity. And so the American Brand is a membership site. We offer a part of what we do is what's called American Brand TV, which is stories about America told by American citizen storytellers. I'm sick of the talking heads. I'm sick of all the political faces. And we really want to get down to the roots and core of who we are. So as part of our feature offering on the American Brand site, which is theamericanbrand.org, theamericanbrand.org. We get out that we have a membership site, and we have various membership tiers, but right now we're offering a lifetime membership at $250, but $50 of that is going right to Devil Dog USA to support their efforts in getting veterans off the streets. So our money goes to, our portion of the money is going to help build a new program, which we call Bards of War. And that's stories about veterans of all walks of life, both from those on the street up to those in the senior levels of corporate success or wherever people are, telling their stories about what it's like being a veteran in America, what their passions or dreams, that sort of thing is. And then we're giving another $50 of that money to Devil Dog USA to help build out their program for facilities and getting veterans off the street and trained. So there's a quick nutshell for you, Mark.
Good stuff. And you can find that at theamericanbrand.org and go check them out. And Devil Dogs USA, we have a show Wednesday nights, 7:30 p.m. Gonzalo Duran is the host, and he's doing some really good stuff for the veteran. He is a former homeless veteran himself, and he's done some great things to raise up homeless veterans. They have a lot of programs there. You can go check out his organization. Just search him out, Devil Dogs USA, I think, Incorporated, INC. Look them up. They're up in New York in the Bronx doing great things. This young man was a homeless veteran himself. He's rose up from the ashes, and he has created this great organization doing great things for veterans. And, Scott, I want to thank you so much for coming on. We're going to do another show soon. Hopefully we can get you on to do your own segment. And we'll talk about the whole organization. We'll get Gonzalo on. We'll get Lisa to come on. We'll get the whole shebang. We'll have a party live on the air.
Patriot News. That sounds great. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you giving me a little blurb like that. I know I kind of crashed your party tonight, but thank you very much. Appreciate it, as always. And you just let me know whenever, and I'll work it in on your time frame. Love to be on your show, and it's always a pleasure. So thank you very much.
Yes, sir. That's Devil Dogs USA Incorporated.org, INC.org. DevilDogsUSAInc.org. Good stuff. Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
God bless you, Scott.
Thanks very much.
Good stuff happening there, folks. American Brand TV. Good stuff, you know. Anyway, let's get back to our topic here. Do you think that Jeff Sessions and the Trump administration will be able to pull off defunding and stopping sanctuary cities? What are they telling you when you talk to them, Steve?
You know, mostly what I tell them is it's not just about Grant. And it's not just about the murders that have been committed. It's the whole spectrum. You know, the rapes, the murders, the identity theft. The
drugs.
The drugs. Oh, we have a resurgence of heroin. Where do you think it's coming from? You know, it's the whole spectrum of it. It's illegal immigration, and you know, they have these estimates, and I know you didn't have the figures. And you know what? to be honest with you, Mark, nobody really has a true figure because we don't know for sure exactly how many illegal aliens are in our country. We don't know how many of them are collecting benefits under several assumed names and social security numbers. The man that killed my son has 10 different aliases and 10 different social security numbers.
See?
You know.
And then the ones that commit some of these crimes, a lot of them have so many deportations. There was one recently, I guess the guy had like 5 deportations and 7 felonies. What did he do? I think he committed a rape of a child last week. Guy's been deported like 5 or 7 times. This is very common. You know, and deporting criminals might not be the way to go. Deporting them only gives them the foot back in the door. They go back, they come back. Put them in prison for life or stick them in the electric chair. Here in Florida, we used to have Sparky, the electric chair. I need to bring back old Sparky. And I'm really proud of our governor right now because there's a lady in Orlando who has refused to sentence and pull through the death penalty for people who deserve it. There was a gentleman here in Florida, killed his pregnant girlfriend, and executed a police officer. I mean, he stood over the police officer and fired at least 6 shots into her while she was down. And the prosecuting attorney, the attorney general of Orlando area, decided, you know what? I'm not going to support the death penalty or any death penalty cases, and I'm not going to give this guy the death penalty. So basically what she's saying there is, I don't care about the police officer. I don't care about his girlfriend or the baby that was in her belly. I care more for the criminal. The criminal is the victim here, not the people who were murdered. And that's the problem we're having here, is they're starting to paint the criminals as victims. Criminals are not victims. Criminals are criminals. They are causing victims. And so that there is a problem for me, because these folks, oh, the poor boy had such a hard life. Oh, he's a victim of a hard life and he had no recourse. Bullcrap. And then they cry, oh, I can't go to jail. Look, if you're going to commit a crime, you have to be prepared to do the time, plain and simple. Don't do a crime if you're not prepared to do the time. If you're man enough to do the crime, you sure as hell better be man enough to do the time. Okay? Plain and simple. You break the law, you go to jail. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, it's gotten to the point where these criminals have more rights than the American citizen walking the streets. Let's look at the 2 illegals that raped that girl in Rockville, Maryland. The attorney
right.
for the one says, oh, the attorney for the one says, oh, he's innocent because she consented.
Yeah.
Okay, but legal consent, even if, yeah, it makes no sense.
Forcible sex is not consent.
No. No, and but they have an attorney that says, oh, he's a victim of circumstances.
Again, painting criminals as victims.
Yeah, we're all a victim of circumstances. And you know, even in touching back on the ACLU, you know, they fight for these illegal immigrants' rights, these refugees' rights. Well, to know, and I've asked the ACLU, and I've never gotten an answer. And maybe, again, there's somebody from the ACLU that will call in and answer my question. But where were they when my son got killed? Where were they when Jamil saw his son got killed? Where were they when Brandon Mendoza got killed? Where were they when Josh Wilkerson got killed? Where were they? Where were they fighting for us and our families?
They ain't. They're not. They're not fighting for the families of America. That's what's scary. That's what drives me crazy is American people who hate America. You know, Colin, Hey, folks, I want to just give out this sports report. We don't do many sports reports here on Patriot Nation Radio, but Colin Kaepernick got signed by the Raiders. They're going to enjoy him over in Nevada as the Nevada Raiders take the field. You know, who gives this guy a job? Well, he cut off his afro and he gave up his protest and he's going to stand during the national anthem. Too late! My friend Paul, he's a Raiders fan, him and his wife and his son. And maybe this will be just a push to make him not like the Raiders. I don't know. But if I was a fan of the Raiders, I'd be calling up them people screaming, I ain't watching not one down until you fire that guy. I couldn't have that guy on my team at all. I watched the videos of this guy kneeling in the face of veterans, in the face of soldiers, kneeling. The very document that gave him. Yes, sir.
In the face of law enforcement. I mean, he's out and out blatantly saying that law enforcement is all corrupt and they don't do anything for our country, and he's promoting lawlessness. I don't get it.
The whole country, it seems that the Democratic Party is like the Italian mafia in the 20s, you know, back when Al Capone was running the streets and they had prohibition. They act like the mob. If you're not on board with them, they attack. If you don't do what they're asking, they attack. They lie, they cheat, they steal. And it's become very clear to me that if you're an elected Democrat, you never see a jail cell. Maybe we should all just become elected Democrats and we could do what the hell we want. You know what I mean? They get to do what they want, when they want, how they want, without however way they want to do it. And it's really, really just out of hand and out of control that elected Democrats today do not get arrested for breaking the law. You imagine if the Republicans did anything like this. But, Steve, right now we're getting close to the end of the show. We got about 7.5 minutes to go here, 7 minutes. And if you have any websites or any fundraisers or anything you want to promote, or put out there where people can connect and join the fight to help Trump, please give out any and all information, phone numbers, websites, pages, everything.
Well, you know, the two things that I'll invite people to do is the Grant Ronnebeck Foundation. This was set up by my son's girlfriend and her parents. The Grant Ronnebeck Foundation is to help victims of illegal alien crime. We really could use some support, some help. We truly do want to help these victims' families. The other thing that I would just invite people to do is search Grant's name. It's Grant Ronnebeck, R-O-N-N-E-B-E-C-K. Search it. There's videos. There's interviews about the fight that I've been taking on and. Marianne Mendoza, Sabine Durden, Laura Wilkerson, you know, we're all trying to change things and we all want to protect American citizens and their families. I'm not going to stop until I can make sure that not one family has to go through the preventable death of their loved one. And that's it, preventable death. Preventable crime. These crimes committed by illegal aliens are preventable. They shouldn't be here in the first place. They shouldn't be allowed to go to a sanctuary city and get overlooked, just as in the case of Kate Steinle. Guy was deported 5 times and kept coming back, and then he kills her. And they don't want to charge him with first-degree murder. They're charging him with second-degree murder. How is that? He picked up a gun and he shot her. It's preventable. These crimes don't have to happen. We have enough crime of our own. We don't need more from these people that shouldn't be here in the first place.
I'm in full agreement. And that's the Grant Ronnebeck Foundation. I know that you tried to push for Grant's Law there in Arizona. Is that still going to be, are you still pushing for Grant's Law?
Well, there's the state law and there's the federal law. The federal law was introduced by Andy Biggs. That looks like that is probably going to pass. The state law, Grant's law, was shut down. It sadly was because of the Chamber of Commerce here in Phoenix got involved in it and swayed some people and said, you know, this is going to hurt our economy and people aren't going to want to come here because, you know, we're a radical city and we don't like illegal immigrants. Well, no offense, but I would think that people would want to come to a place where they're safer. But again, it's about the money and it's about somebody's pockets getting lined, and it's not what it's about. It's about protecting American citizens. So that's on hold until we can figure out how to get it through.
Well, keep fighting, man. People like you who are victims of horrible crimes, families of victims of horrible crimes perpetrated by illegal aliens. These are not immigrants, folks. They are illegal aliens. Doesn't matter if they came from Serbia or they came from, you know, Syria or they come from Poland or they come from Mexico. Illegals, illegal. Doesn't matter what country they're from. Doesn't matter if they're black, white, Latino, Chinese, Japanese, you know, Cuban. If you're illegal, you're illegal. Doesn't matter what country you come from. Do what's right. Do the right thing, folks. And if you know where you find some illegal immigrants, call the ICE people and send them out there. You know what I mean? We got to protect our children. We got to protect our borders, our country, our national security. Because as the Obama administration said, global, which I can't believe they even said this, but global warming to them is more of a national security threat than Syrian terrorists coming across the southern border. That's crazy. Steve, I want to thank you once again for coming on our great show. I always have a spot for you on Patriot Nation Radio. If you have developments and you want to come on, you just reach out to me. I'll bring you on anytime you want to come on the show, sir.
Mark, thank you so much. And I thank your listeners. And everybody have a great day. And God bless everybody. And remember, God bless America. This is our country.
Amen. And you know what I'm going to do? Is I'm going to play tonight to wrap up our show. But before I wrap up the show, I just got to let folks know that we have a whole lineup here at Patriot Nation Radio now. We have Vet Talk with Gonzalo Duran. He's on Wednesday nights now. He's at 7:30 p.m. on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And then, of course, Thursday, James Bostic and the Conservative's Perspective, 7 p.m., followed by me, your host, the Patriot Nation Radio Show, 8 p.m. So starting at 7 o'clock Thursdays, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Log on. Then we have, coming back soon, hopefully, my good friend Char and her show, Constitutional Truth. And then Saturdays, it's not set in stone yet, a young guy, 16 years old, loves America, loves the Constitution. Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation with Patrick Miller. Saturdays, 7 p.m. is the time. Just keep on the pages. We'll advertise when the shows come, and we'll let you know exactly when the shows are there for Patrick on Saturdays, because he's 16. He's trying to hang out with chicks and go to movies and eat burgers and do fun stuff. So we don't give it. He doesn't come on every Saturday, but when he comes on, you don't want to miss the show. His last show this past week was crazy laws, stupid laws. You know, I believe he said it was in Connecticut, one of the laws he pointed out, it's illegal to cross the street walking on your hands. That's a law. That's crazy. That's Patrick Miller, Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation, Saturdays, 7 p.m. Make sure you catch the whole lineup and head on over to our – search us out on Facebook, Patriot Nation Radio, and the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We have a page and a group. Get involved, share, do your thing. And I want to just say hello to my good friend Joey. He just chimed in. Show's just about to wrap up. I want to thank each and every one of you guys on Facebook Live and on the Blog Talk Radio Broadcast Network. Thank you all. Good night. I got my flag. I'm going to take off my hat. We're going to play God Bless America. till we meet again. Dave Bray, God bless America. Yes, indeed, folks. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You see my flag right here. If you got the chance and the opportunity, we're going to do the Star Spangled Banner. We're going to wrap this up. Ladies and gentlemen, again, check out DaveBrayUSA.com. He's still rocking, still doing good stuff. We're going to do right now. So remove your hat. I got the flag right here. I'll hold it up the whole time. Stand and do the national anthem. Let me stand up here, folks. All right, wait, I can't stand up. I got to do this. So I'll sit here and I'll salute the flag. And you guys stand. Ladies and gentlemen, the last song of the night, this is the Star Spangled Banner as performed by Dave Bray, a cappella in Pittsburgh. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. The Star Spangled Banner.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.